Hello everyone, welcome along to a special episode of the Luton Town Supporters Trust podcast. Before the Tottenham Hotspur away game, I was invited down to the training ground to record an interview with Town goalkeeper Thomas Kaminski, and here it is. Hope you enjoy it. Hello everyone, welcome along to a special episode of the Luton Town Supporters Trust podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be acutely aware that we've got a different set behind us for this podcast, and that is because I've been invited down to the training ground where I'm joined by one of the signings of the season, players of the season no less, Thomas Kaminski. Thomas, thanks for giving us some of your time, really appreciate that. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you guys.
You're more than welcome. First of all, congratulations are in order. Your first international cap against fellow Luton player Chio in the Ireland game at the weekend. That must be a special feeling.
Yeah, it was special. It was a bit unexpected. They just told me to warm up. So I was like, is the goalkeeper struggling with something? But apparently it was planned before the game already. So yeah, I'm really happy with that.
So you'd represented Belgium throughout the youth ages, hadn't you? But this was your first sort of actual cap, but you've been in many, many camps. So to finally get that, you know, that first appearance, was your family there?
Nobody was there, but it was actually a fun fact before, because I was the player with the most selections, but no appearances. But now I finally got an appearance, so that record is passed on to another one again. So it was good. It was nice to have an opportunity to step on the pitch. Obviously, it's nice to play for your country as well.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Congratulations also because you were announced the February Diamond Supporters Player of the Month here. I mean, it's quite some competition in our side at the moment for Player of the Month awards. So for you to be off the competition just shows how well you played throughout February.
Yeah, I agree, and I think some of the players have been outstanding, and yeah, we try to work together as a team as well to get the best out of each other. And yeah, there's only one who can win it in a month, but yeah, I think like we always want to do well as a team. That's the most important. And also, especially in this part of the season, we have to pick up points. We have to be there for each other, and it's going to be very, very, very tough.
Yeah, February was one of my sort of favourite months in a way, because we went to St James's Park and had that incredible game. We went to Anfield and had another incredible game, you know, and the results, they probably weren't what we deserved in terms of the performances. But just the way we played, for Luton to go to these places and play like we did as a fan, it was just brilliant to watch. It must be brilliant to be involved in as well.
Yeah, I think we had some good performances, which we were, like, for example, in Newcastle, yeah, it was an amazing atmosphere as well. We played fearless, which was really good. Like you said, maybe the performances have been so well, but we didn't really get what we deserved. But in some way or another, I think we will get what we deserve.
Absolutely brilliant month. Let's go back a little bit. Obviously, you played the early part of your career in Belgium and then a move to Blackburn Rovers in the Championship. How did that all come about? And did you see the Championship as a stepping stone, or was it, you know, was it something that was just the next progression from the Belgian League?
I think it was more as the next progression of the Belgian League, because the Championship is a tough league. And yeah, compared to the Belgium Championship, it's a bit different. The style of play is very much different. But yeah, I learned so much in the Championship, and yeah, to get the opportunity to play for Blackburn was on the right moment as well.
Was it always a dream to play in English football?
Yeah, always, because when I was younger, I came on trial to several English clubs, and yeah, for us as young players, it's always a dream to play in the best league of the world as well. And I think the Championship is one of the hardest leagues in the world as well.
And that Blackburn side was a pretty good side. They, you know, they operated quite high up in the Championship. There were times where you were even right at the very top of the Championship under Thomason, and even last season, cup run to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. So it was a really sort of progressive team. So it must have been an enjoyable one to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had some good moments there as well in Blackburn. Unfortunately, we fell short at two occasions, but yeah, it was part of the game. Was part of the project there as well, that they were trying to put more younger players in the team, and they did well, and we could eventually sneak in the playoffs, but we fell short at the end. It's a tough league as well to be like yourselves. You experienced it as well, but we always struggled against Luton as well to play here. Yeah, it's been a good couple of years there.
Yeah, we're kind of glad he did miss out on the playoffs, because it made it a little bit easier for us to win them last season. You mentioned that you struggled against Luton. Obviously, you've played against Luton a few times when you was with Blackburn. So you'll have played at Kenilworth Road as an away fan. As an away player. You're obviously now there as a home player. Just how important are the fans? How intimidating are they when you're an away player? Because obviously you're right in front of both goals with the Luton fans behind you. So I guess everyone says it's intimidating. Is it as intimidating as people say?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's close to the pitch as well, and it's a good atmosphere. The people are always behind the team. If the team puts in a lot of effort, the people are standing up for the team. They are supporting the team, which is very important. It's a massive strength for Luton, and I experience it myself now. They can give us a boost of confidence, a boost of that we can just make that extra step. And it's you can feel the atmosphere. You have to be on the pitch to experience it as well. But it's a massive part of the club.
We came into the Championship the season before you arrived at Blackburn and kind of progressed our way through. Did you, when you were playing against Luton, certainly in the last two seasons, did you think they're a club that can get promoted to the Premier League? Was our promotion sort of a surprise to you, or did you think, they're good enough to go up?
Well, actually, it wasn't really a surprise, because over the years, you've always done well. You've always done the right things as a club. We've always struggled against Luton, so I could see that the strength of the team was enough to challenge to go up for the playoffs, obviously. And I think every year you got better as well, like in the league table. So I think it was actually a matter of time before you could make that step, I think. And yeah. Also, the type of players they attracted was always on the right timing, on the right moment, and they've done really well for the club.
Did you happen to watch the playoff final last season against Coventry?
I was following it, because I was aware a little bit of the interest, and obviously I was following it. But I obviously watch these games because they are massive games. I think I've watched so many playoff finals as well, because they could give it on television in Belgium. I've watched it.
And you'll have seen then sort of 30,000 Luton fans behind that goal. I mean, it was just an incredible afternoon when that final penalty got missed. And it sets us up for, you know, this season in the Premier League. You mentioned there that you was aware of the interest. I think Luton had been interested in you for a while before you signed. Is that right?
Well, it was just in case they got promoted, that there was an opportunity for me to come to the club. So that's why I was made aware of, and obviously I was supporting Luton.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, how did it all come about then? Because obviously Rob only joined us halfway through last season. When did he sort of get in contact with you, and when did things really sort of progress towards you actually signing?
Well, it took actually a long time. I think it was after the season when I was in the national team that my agent got in touch with the people at Luton, but we didn't find an agreement with Blackburn at that time. It was a bit back and forth, and then it took a long time before I signed, but then actually it went quick in a couple of days. It went really quick, and then I think 1 week or two, 1 week and a half before the season started, I signed for Luton.
Because I think the first time that Luton fans will have seen you in a Luton shirt will have been in Germany for the pre-season game against Bochum. And immediately there, it stood out that, you know, you're an excellent shot stopper and a real presence in the box, which is everything that Luton fans want in a goalkeeper. What was that experience like out in Germany?
It was actually, it was actually good to be involved with the team, as we didn't have a lot of time to prepare. But yeah, for me, it was really important to get into the team as fast as I could, and to adapt to the way we play, to adapt to the other guys. I could feel immediately that it was a good group, a tight group, which was important for me as well to function as a player. I think it's for me, I function better in a group where it's, where there are nice guys and we are backing each other. And it was really good for me.
Did you overlap with Amari at Blackburn? Was he a teammate of yours?
Yeah, Belly was my teammate at Blackburn. I spoke to him a couple of times before I joined, and he said really, really good things about Luton, and that's what also made me, I want to join the club.
Yeah, handy that you had someone that you already knew when you got in to sort of help you settle in, I suppose. So then you become a Premier League player. Was that always a dream?
Yeah, I think it's everyone's dream to become a Premier League player, and I'm always thankful and grateful for Luton to give me that opportunity. But it's a childhood dream. It's the best nick in the world, and to compete at the highest level, it's really nice.
When you were in the dressing room at Brighton ahead of the first game of the season, did it feel different? Did it feel bigger?
It felt bigger. Obviously, the players were a different level. We had to adapt the first couple of games, I think if we are doing the right things, I think we can challenge everyone in the division. And obviously you come against top teams, where you have to be humble as well and to recognize that they are a better side than us. But within the qualities and the players we have, we can challenge.
You was obviously an excellent goalkeeper when you arrived. We knew that from your time at Blackburn playing against us. But do you think that you've improved as the season has gone on?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a different way of play for me as well. A different way of league. The type of play in the league is different as well. And I've improved through the season. We set a couple of targets with the goalkeeping coach, and I'm trying to achieve them every day.
Do you share with us what they are?
No, it's very personal, but it's like technically in the goal and what I can improve. And we have to be demanding of each other, which is always good for myself. And you can only get better as a goalkeeper. You're never too old to learn as well.
I think watching us, the big difference between us sort of towards the end of the Championship and even the start of the Premier League season and now, you have to do a lot more work with your feet, don't you? It's a much bigger part of the game. Beforehand, goalkeeper just hit it long to Carlton or hit it long to Eli. That's not the case now. You have to be a lot more sort of precise to the defenders and things. Is that something that come naturally, or did you have to work on that?
No, it's both, actually, because it's a different way of play. The patterns are different. You have to feel where the player is going to come and where he's going to be, what kind of foot you have to play it on. It has to come naturally, but you have to work on it as well, obviously. And to feel comfortable with each other, receiving the ball in tight areas, probably. And it's something that will grow and grow and grow.
Because Luton fans, we're still not used to that, because we've come up through the leagues and stuff, and it's not been like that. Do you hear the crowd like sort of getting a bit scared when the ball comes towards you and there's a player closing you down and things? You're very relaxed with it and it doesn't seem to faze you. But do you hear the crowd like get a bit worried that the striker's closing you down?
Yeah, sometimes I hear, because we are tied closer to the pitch, but we try to play, but we don't try to go away from what we are good at as well. Sometimes you have to go direct. Sometimes you have to play the ball up front, and the manager makes it very clear. We're not playing, or we're not passing it around just for passing it around. We want to arrive in the box. We want to be effective with it. And I think that's a good mindset to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you mentioned earlier that we've kind of changed our style the longer the season's gone on, and that's kind of left the defence a little bit more exposed, which in turn has meant that you're an awful lot busier. So how has that kind of been to deal with?
As a goalkeeper, it's easier to stay in the game when you have a lot to do, obviously. There were games that, it's sometimes we were open, but it's risk and reward a little bit. And I think, for example, against Brighton is the best example where it really, really worked. But yeah, we have some, every team is different and you have to adapt to the team. Sometimes you're gonna get exposed in the Premier League. It's normal that you come up against, you will see it on Saturday as well. You will come up against the best players in the world. But yeah, it's up to you to make to give a solution to the team. For myself, I like to defend space, which is the way the manager wants to play. So it's not difficult to me to defend that area. But yeah, we have to be still disciplined and defending as a team.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed, you're very good on one-on-ones when the striker's bearing down on you. Is that something that you've had to practice? Or again, is that something that just come naturally to you? We had a couple of times against Notts Forest, didn't we? You saved from Morgan Skipper-White, and there's a couple against sort of Manchester United that
Yeah.
you cut the ball out and things like that. Is it natural, or do you work hard on it?
Before I came to England, it was one of my working points to improve that. But yeah, obviously it worked out really well now, and yeah, I just like to yeah, it's an important aspect of the game as a goalkeeper, 1v1s, and yeah, you have to defend space. I think the time of just standing on your line is a bit from old school, which I say I like old school, but you have to improve as well. And yeah, the day of today, everybody has to be, or everybody wants a goalkeeper who plays high, is good with his feet, comes for crosses, makes saves. So basically they want all Alissons and Manuel Neuer. So, but you're trying your best, and yeah, it's something that I like. Yeah.
Were they the kind of goalkeepers when you were coming over that you were watching an awful lot as sort of to aspire to?
I always liked Peter Schmeichel, because he had a lot of presence in his goal. He was also very good 1v1, and he was one of my idols, obviously, to watch.
You've made lots of saves this season. You won the award for the Premier League Save of the Month in November for that brilliant double save against Crystal Palace. I think you should have won it for the Aston Villa away game as well, actually, because that double save was equally as good. Are there any particular saves that maybe from a technical point of view and also from an importance of the match point of view that you pick out as the your favourite ones from the season so far?
My favorite one probably was the one against Kulusevski to my right. Funny enough, we did that save or that situation a lot of times before the game. So it's always nice you can reproduce that in the game. The Watkins ones was similar. We did that situation a couple of times in the training session, which is always nice to you see the results on the pitch. The double save against Crystal Palace, just in my mind, I know the goalkeeper coach Kev, he always says, Thomas, don't admire your save, just stand up immediately. And that's what I did. And yeah, it's nice that things are working. We trust each other in that aspect, and it's nice.
One of my favourite saves was actually Crystal Palace away recently, the header from Mateta from about, what, 4 or 5 yards out. Obviously, it was a brilliant save at the time, but then we go and score up the other end, and it kind of, had that gone in 2-0, we were probably done, but it actually contributed towards earning us a point. So I thought that was a really, really big save.
Yeah, the moment of the game was a big moment. It's pure instinct that I could make a reflex on that one, and I remember Andros cutting inside and crossing the ball. I was like, oh God, please, please head it in or tap it in. But yeah, it earned us a point, and it's always nice to do these moments. But yeah, we need to pick up points as well.
We do. Let's just bring it up to the sort of the rest of the season. We have got a few injuries, but do you still believe over these 9 games we've got enough within the camp to stay in this league?
Think we have to believe, otherwise we can give up now. But we have to believe, and yeah, the players got us, the core players who got us into the Premier League are still there, so it means they are good enough to do the job as well. Obviously with the injuries, it is a setback, but we can't use that as an excuse. I believe that we have enough in the team to do the job. It will probably come down to the last game of the season. But yeah, people here proved already to be good under pressure. So yeah.
Just how important are the fans going to be over these last 9 games? We know that they'll be brilliant at Kenilworth Road, but in these big away games, how important can they be?
Also, one game in my mind again, Everton away, where we got our first win in the Premier League, and it was you could feel the atmosphere, you could feel the joy from the fans. The support is always there. If we play away or at home, the support is always there. We know that, and that we have to use that as a strength. And yeah, I can feel their support. I can feel that they give us a boost. And I think it's just important for us.
And they started to sing your name as well. Every time that you come forward and give fans a clap, it's old Thomas Kaminski. Just how important is it that the fans have got your back?
I'm not going to lie. It's always a little bit of goosebumps a little bit. Yeah, it's nice. But yeah, it's also, I want to give them something back on the pitch. And yeah, I'm trying my best every game for that. And yeah, if the support is both ways, actually.
I think we most had your back at Burnley. You were getting a bit of stick that night. And I think one of my favourite moments from you this season, because obviously their goalkeeper was playing up a little bit, wasn't he, catching the ball and falling flat on his face. And the one chance that you got to do it straight after the equaliser, you did the same thing. And I just love that bit about you. It was brilliant.
It wasn't on purpose. It was... And I think somebody shouted at me, go down, go down. So that's why I went down as well. I think it might have been Ross who said, yeah, just go down. Because it was one of the last minutes. And yeah, it's part of the game, you know.
Yeah, we were getting annoyed by their goalkeeper doing it. So it was just fantastic that once we'd equalised that you'd done it. So let's fast forward then. 9 games, Luton have done enough. We've stayed in the Premier League. We're ready for another season in the Premier League. And then your attention turns to going to Germany with Belgium for the Euro squad. I think with Thibaut Courtois going to be out, you're pretty much a certainty to be in the squad, touch wood and everything. Just how much are you looking forward to being part of a major championship?
It's going to be... my first time to be part in... No, it's actually the second time, but the first time was only one game that I had to replace Mignolet. But it's going to be important for us. We have a new group. We have a lot of new players, young players. And yeah, you never know what might happen. But yeah, we are looking forward to it.
And hopefully he gets fit and Sambi can join you in that squad and Luton fans can watch both of you in the Euros. Thomas has been great. I've taken up far too much of your time already. So I really, really appreciate that. All the best for the last 9 games. You know we'll be right behind you. We know you'll give absolutely everything that you've got. And all the best for the Euros. I'm really looking forward to watching you in that
Thank
as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Believe it! We are Premier League!
I love this town. I love this town. I love this town. You know what I love about this town is actually you. Everyone in it has got this massive soul.
We're Luton people, and that's what we care about.